Matthew 11 through 12 says, "Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left their own country by another road." The greatest gift of Christmas is the gift of God in Jesus, Christ Jesus. All that we do at this holy season points to that expression of holy love. Christ came as a baby in Bethlehem, God's gift at Christmas. As Christians, we seek to pass on our heritage to our children and to those who, by faith in Christ, become part of the family of God. It is through the whole work of the Holy Spirit in your life and mine that the gift goes on, and we give thanks for that gift. Our sharing the communion meal together is an act of joyful thanksgiving. So let us come to the table this morning and celebrate this great gift in remembrance through the bread and juice.
Now it's time in our service to share a wonderful meal together that we call Holy Communion or Eucharist or the Lord's Supper, many have called it by many different names. And it is all a great gift from God and Jesus that God gave to us. And this table has been set for us through the gift of Jesus' life and his death and, of course, his resurrection. And so all in the United Methodist Church, all who are seeking Jesus are welcome to come to this table. And so if you're visiting with us today, please feel free to come and partake of this wonderful meal that's been given to us of bread and juice. As Jesus gathered around with his best friends and his disciples on that holy day in the Hebrew tradition, and that is Passover, this was a very special day for all of them, but especially it was very special for Jesus because he knew what this meal meant in his life and for the world. And so after they gathered, he stood at the end of the table and took a loaf of bread and broke it. And as he looked at his friends and brothers that he had taught and lived with and ate with and prayed with and experienced life and death moments with, he says, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Each time you eat this, remember me." Then after the meal was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks to God. And again, as he looked to his comrades, he says, "Take this cup and drink. This is the cup of the new covenant. This has been shed, or will be shed, for the forgiveness of sins. Each time you drink this cup, remember me." Let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for this wonderful miracle in this sacrament of Holy Communion. And now, in this service, at this very moment, we ask for your powerful anointing to come upon this bread and this juice. May it truly be your body and your blood broken and shed for us, to forgive us of our sins, to help us begin anew, Lord. So we ask for your anointing to be upon all of us as we participate in this meal. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Will those helping out with communion please come forward at this time? We offer two different styles of communion here at First Church. One is called intinction, and you will be given a piece of bread, and you will dip it in the juice, and then you can take it at that time. If you choose not to do that, we have crackers and little cups of juice that will be offered for you as well. So please come and partake either way that you choose.